So I was looking at the Imre Baruch in this week's parasha.
Yes, sir.
Speaks about an idea that we touched upon a little bit in pre-share this morning. But he first brings up a famous vart from Chaim Shmulevitz. The pasuk says, in this week's parasha, it says, Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael vel paroi melech Mitzrayim. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to talk to Bnei Yisrael and to Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, lahaitzi es Bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, to let the Jews leave Egypt. So Pashup Pshat, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they were sent to Paro to ask Paro to let the Jews to leave. But what does it mean Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to go talk to the Bnei Yisrael about leaving Mitzrayim? What is it referring to? So the simple pshat would mean, I guess, to the Jews should know that, you know, we're going to leave soon, get into the mindset of leaving. But there's a famous Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael now, while there was still Egypt, and there were slaves in Egypt, to tell them that in the future they're going to get the Torah. And one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is that if you have a Jewish slave, he goes free after 7 years. And you should set your slaves free after 7 years. And he gave them the mitzvah of shiluach avodim, of all the different rules regarding when a person is commanded by the Torah to free a slave. So the question is, why was this the time to give Klal Yisrael this mitzvah? They were still slaves under Paro, they were subject to Paro. It's not relevant at all. Why was it necessary for them to receive this mitzvah right now? So he brings down a famous answer from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichas Musar of this parsha, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that really it's a very difficult thing for a person to free a slave. But if the master, because having a slave is very helpful. You know, you need something done, you get your slave to do it. You can just sit back and relax. But, so therefore, the mitzvah of freeing your slaves is something that is a bit of a challenge for a person who owns slaves to fulfill. However, if the master himself, let's say, experienced what it is to be a slave, and he's able to understand how difficult it is to be a slave, and he feels the suffering of the slave firsthand. He experienced it. So then he could be empathetic to the position and situation of the slave, and it would be much easier for him to fulfill the mitzvah of freeing the slave. So it says of Chaim Shlevitz, for this reason, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to tell the Jewish people in Mitzrayim the mitzvah of freeing your slaves, because right now, this is when Klal Yisrael could appreciate the mitzvah the most, because they themselves were in the situation that they are slaves. So they could appreciate what it is to be a slave and feel actually what a slave feels like when he's a slave, and therefore recognize that when they have this opportunity to keep the mitzvah down the road in the future, they'll remember what it was like to be a slave, and they won't be inhibited or feel restrained to fulfill this mitzvah. That's what Reb Chaim Shlevitz explains in the beginning of this week's parasha. So Reb Simon in the Imre Baruch, he goes on, he has a whole essay in this week's parasha to elaborate that we see from here the idea of nosei ba'olim chaveiro, that a person should share in the burden of his friend. He should feel for his friend's suffering and experience their pain. And he brings down from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. Very interesting shot that Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz says, Chazal tell us that Paro did not force Shevet Levi to be slaves in Mitzrayim. So why did he force it? Why not? So Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz says that Paro saw through astrology and through maybe his magicians that the savior of the Jewish people, the one who's going to save the Jewish people, is going to come from the tribe of Levi. So Paro had the following thought process. Paro thought to himself that a person who himself didn't experience suffering and pain, he can't relate to what the rest of the Jewish people are going through, so he won't be able to be the leader and save them from slavery. So therefore, Paro figured, I have a way to circumvent this, what I see in the horoscopes and the stars, that there's going to be a leader of the Jewish people from the tribe of Levi. If I don't make Levi into slaves, so then all the people in Shevet Levi, they won't be able to relate to the suffering of Klal Yisrael, and v'meila, no one's going to step forward to be their leader. But what he underestimated is Moshe Rabbeinu, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able, even though he himself did not firsthand experience the slavery of Egypt, but as it says, Vayetze Moshe Alecha Vayar B'Siv Loisam, we had in last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, he went out and he saw the suffering of Klal Yisrael. He saw their pain, and Rashi says, Nosan Liboy Ve'enov Lios Meitzer Aleim, he paid attention and he suffered together with them. He saw their cries. He saw their suffering. So he stepped forward to be the leader. So we see from here that it's very important, the midah of noisei ba'olim chaveroi, person to recognize and share in other people's difficulty and burden. And he quotes, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there are 48 ways how Torah is acquired. There are 48 methods to acquire the Torah. One of the 48 ways of acquiring Torah is noisei ba'olim chaveroi, is to share in other people's tzaras, to share the burden with them, to feel for them, to empathize with them, to want to help them because you really feel for what they're going through, for their difficulty. So the question is, okay, it's a great midah, but how is that beneficial to acquiring Torah, to becoming a Talmud Chacham? How's that connected? So he gives a pshat over from the Maharal, that the Maharal says that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, as a unit of a nation. So if a person is the kind of person who is self-absorbed, he's just self-absorbed in his own world, he's thinking about himself, he doesn't experience other people's pain and difficulty, and he doesn't feel for them, so then he's just a yachid, he's just living life as an individual. So he's not deserving of receiving the Torah. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a whole, to the nation as a whole. So specifically, if a person is a noisa ba'olim chaveroi, then he's showing that he's part of one unit of Klal Yisrael. It's all one unit, one entity. So then he could receive the Torah because Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. This is what he says, his pshat, that we see a lesson from this week's parasha, that we have to be noisa ba'olim chaveroi, you have to feel for what other people, what they're going through, and try to be there for them and help them in all their situations, and try to feel what they're experiencing. And then we'll be zocha to Torah, and be zocha to live according to the Torah, and be really one unit of Klal Yisrael together. Baruch